From Tidbits on October 18th, 2010, this is iPad arriving at Verizon Wireless with MiFi option, written by Michael E. Cohen. As rumors and reports swirl about the ever more likely possibility that Apple will soon make an iPhone model compatible with and available from Verizon Wireless, official word has come down that the cellular carrier will sell the iPhone's big sibling, the iPad, in its phone stores by the end of October. Starting on October 28, 2010, you can buy a Wi-Fi iPad at over 2,000 Verizon Wireless stores in the United States, either by itself or bundled with the MiFi, a cellular router. The base price for iPads is a very slight markup from the Apple Store price, less than a dollar. The 16-gigabyte iPad sells for $499.99, the 32-gigabyte model for $599.99, and the 64-gigabyte model for $699.99. Because the 3G model of the iPad only works over GSM networks, and only at AT&T's 3G speeds in the United States, Verizon and Apple are doing an interesting end run around the network compatibility problem. For 3G access on Verizon's CDMA network, you pony up another $130 for a MiFi 2200 intelligent mobile hotspot. That $130 is the same difference between the Wi-Fi and 3G iPad models that Apple and its retail partners charge. The pocket-sized MiFi connects to Verizon's cellular data network and shares that connection with up to five Wi-Fi devices. Discerning readers will note that one could buy a single iPad MiFi bundle and share its mobile broadband connection with up to four other Wi-Fi-enabled devices. The MiFi 2200 has a rechargeable battery that can provide 4 hours of active use and 40 hours of standby time before it needs to be recharged. Purchasers of the bundle need to activate the MiFi by syncing it with a Mac or PC, after which it can be used without accessing the computer again. Verizon will offer three unique monthly data plans for the MiFi bundle. $20 buys you 1 gigabyte, plus $20 for each additional gigabyte, $35 for 3 gigabytes, or $50 for 5 gigabytes, with $10 per extra gigabyte. No other data device from Verizon comes with similar plans. Although purchasers will have to sign a service agreement with Verizon, the data plans themselves are on a month-to-month basis and can be changed or canceled at any time with no termination fee. The MiFi can be purchased separately, but then must be used with a 2-year, $60 per month plan, limited to 5 gigabytes with a per megabyte overage fee, as well as cancellation penalties. Discerning readers will also note that you could buy the bundle and then resell your Wi-Fi iPad in its original box and just keep the MiFi. If Verizon is not your cup of connectivity, Virgin Mobile also offers the MiFi with an unlimited service plan, $40 for 30 days, as Glenn Fleischman reported a few months ago. See Virgin Mobile offers MiFi mobile hotspot without contract from June 28, 2010. The Verizon deal was not the only iPad announcement of the day. Apple also announced that both Wi-Fi and 3G iPads would be coming to over 2,200 AT&T stores in the United States, also on October 28, 2010. Prices for the devices will be the same as at the Apple Store. iPad data plans from AT&T currently cost $14.99 per month for 250 megabytes and $25 per month for 2 gigabytes, and they require no long-term contract. You can cancel at any time. With the news that iPads are now available in China, as well as the recent addition of the Magic Slab to 1,743 Target stores and several thousand Walmart stores, joining Best Buy and Micro Center in the United States, the iPad seems poised to give Apple a very merry holiday season indeed. That's especially relevant in the face of upcoming tablets based on Android or Windows 7. Although much will be made of these tablets among the drama-addicted press, it seems unlikely that any of these tablets will be able to mount a significant challenge to the iPad in the near future, given Apple's dominant market position and backed up as it is by the significant distribution network. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.